All right, we're going to call this meeting to order. It's the Salt Lake County Municipal Building Authority. Our first item is public comment. Do we have any public comment online? Do we have anybody in the room that wishes to speak? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to approval of minutes. I'll entertain a motion for that.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes from June 18th, 2024.
Okay, I have a motion and I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go on to our discussion items. Item 4.1 is the reading of a statement resolution. The Municipal Building Authority of Salt Lake County, Utah, hereby intends to issue a lease revenue bond. The purpose of said bond is to provide funds to refinance all or portions of its outstanding lease revenue bonds and pay costs associated with the issuance of the bonds. The estimated amount of the bond is $35 million. And we will turn the time over to you.
So these documents collectively represent the county being prepared to refinance lease revenue bonds in the event that they come into the money, so to speak. So right now, we're very close. We had a couple of our municipal advisor, Zions, has advised us that we should be prepared to conduct a refinancing in the event that a couple of things happens. It's a combination of having the lower true interest cost on a new set of bonds being lower than the true interest cost on our existing set of bonds. And the answer is not as simple as a normal refinance. It's not just dependent upon rates. It's dependent upon rates and the shape of the yield curve. We believe that this is going to be a possibility soon, possibly as soon as December, but it may not materialize at all. Nevertheless, the Debt Review Committee voted unanimously to be prepared to go out to market. We have selected an underwriter, Stiefel. It's an actual local firm, so... You know,
I'm actually familiar with Stiefel.
Oh, yeah. So, and a banker, Kelly Murdoch, and of course, Jonathan Ward is here from Zions, and he's going to hold the county's hands through this entire process. And these documents set us on a path to being able to act quickly. And that's what will be necessary if we're going to pull off the money. The projected savings is fairly de minimis. Nevertheless, it's better than. You know, I mean, even if the net present value is only, say, $75,000, there's only a few years left on these bonds. Of course, we'll take it because the entity that's paying the lease will save that money. And then on top of it, it would eliminate some risk that the federal government may increase its sequestration, or which is short for them not making their obligation for what are called Build America bonds. So we entered into this type of financing where the federal government was to pay us the difference between taxable and tax-exempt rates, and they've already cut the payment by 8% over the past decade or so, and there is some concern that they'll cut it all. So I know that's kind of a long-winded way to say this is, you know, approved by debt review, and we want to be ready, and if we can save the money, we will.
Do we need to just take these one by one and then go through a motion? Or
that's what I'd recommend is doing a roll call vote on each of the three different resolutions, just so they're well documented for the purpose of the bond documents.
Perfect.
Madam Chair, can I make a comment?
Go ahead.
I just appreciate that we have a municipal advisor and our finance people here at the county that make sure that we're, you know, giving underwriters and bond counsel and all of that we're holding them accountable and making sure that we're going to bat for the taxpayers and not just using our friends to execute on some of these things. So we know other entities who don't do it quite as well as we do. So thanks for what you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, so
do you want to name them?
No, I don't. Not
neither here. Would I, of course. But what
Darren,
I will
but
say,
but Darren and Jonathan know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, and everybody, you know, probably heard this, but everybody that we work with knows that the county's goal is to receive the lowest true interest cost on its debt.
Right.
If we have to go out to debt, then we want the lowest interest cost, period. All of the bankers out there know it, so they're going to compete on that basis.
Right.
So.
Yeah, competition is a good thing.
Yep.
Always. Okay, so 4.1.
Madam Chair, I'll move approval of the resolution related to item 4.1.
I have a motion, and do I have a second?
Second.
So a motion by its board member. Arlen Bradshaw and seconded by Amy Winder Newton. Let's do a roll call vote really quick. Board member, sorry.
I'm kidding.
Board member Amy Winder Newton.
Okay. Board member Granato.
We didn't catch that, Anne. Try again. Huh, we're not hearing you.
Can you do it?
Text me real quick if you...
Thumbs up on your screen.
Is that okay. Kosher? A text?
Oh, here we go. Okay, try it one more time.
Okay,
that's an aye.
All right. Board member Bradshaw?
Aye.
Board member Harrison?
Yes.
Board member Theodore?
Yes.
Board member Winder Newton?
Aye.
Board member Alvord?
Aye.
Board member Stringham?
Aye.
Madam Chair, I'll move approval of the resolution related to item 4.2.
Okay. Second.
Motion and second. Do you need to state who they are? You got them.
We're doing another roll call.
Another roll call vote.
Board member Granato.
Pick on the online lady. Your
hand is still raised.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah. Board member Bradshaw.
Aye.
Board member Harrison.
Yes.
Board member Theodore.
Yes.
Board member Winder Newton.
Aye.
Board member Alvord.
Aye.
Board member Stringham?
Aye.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, I'll move approval of the underwriter engagement agreement related to item 4.3.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Board member Granato?
Aye.
Board member Bradshaw?
Aye.
Board member Harrison?
Yes.
Board member Theodore?
Yes.
Board member Winder Newton?
Aye.
Board member Alvord?
Aye.
Board member Stringham?
Aye. Okay, those all pass. Any additional business before the body? Okay, thank you for helping us get prepped just in case things allow us to refinance.
It's going to happen, I know it.
We're going to cross our fingers and hope. Okay, great. All right, hearing no other business, we'll go ahead and declare this meeting adjourned without exception.